nail her with a barrel or something for a mail haul that had been speeded?
Well, the, oh yeah, that, now, the mail haul, oh yeah, no, they don't speed them. They just cut them, you know. They have a way to cut them, place to cut them, and something to take from them.
Oh.
Now that stops the offspring. Of a hog.
Mm-hmm.
And cows too. Male cows.
They have a special name for the male and female hogs. You have heard boar?
Yeah, well, yeah. What is
that?
Boar was a female.
A female?
A male, baby. Male. A boar was a male.
Well, you know, on the hog, it's kind of, does it have a little hair on it?
Oh, yes, they have hair on it. Yeah, it's just short. You know, but they have hair. Hair.
Uh-huh.
Just call it hair. Uh-huh. All yeah. I ever know. They have, you know.
Call it bristle?
Bristle?
Oh, was that on something else?
Well, I never heard them call hair on a hog or dog. Bristle, nothing like that. Not cats and different things like that. I never heard them, heard anyone say that.
What about their teeth?
Teeth? Well, they just teeth.
You had heard them call it tusk or something?
Yeah, let me see. What does that have a tusk? Look like to me a bad hog. It's kind of a hog that used to have a tusk, something like that.
That's with your mouth.
That was a hog that people was afraid of. Let me see. That was a boar, please. But some of them is bad, you know, worse than others. And it seems like to me, I think that's what they call them. With
these tushes. Special place to feed the animals?
Yes, you have a trough for the hogs. You take some lumber. Take two pieces of lumber. Well, I say four pieces. Two long pieces for the side and a short piece for each end. And nail that together and make a trough. And then you feed the hogs in there. And the cows, of course, you make something like a big something like a box like and feed them in. And you make it like a trough too if you want to, but anyway you make it different from the hogs.
Mm-hmm.
Because you feed the hogs slop or anything. But the stock, the you know, horses, cows, and you don't feed them like you do hogs.
Mm-hmm.
Not the same food.
Well, you said you had chickens too?
Oh yeah, and the chickens.
What, you raised them?
Yes, I raised the Dominic and Rhode Island and Leghorns. That's the biggest thing I raised, that kind.
Mm-hmm. But you have different kind of chickens, like a male and female?
Oh yes, you have roosters, hens. Roosters, hens, and fries. And little bitties, we had lots of them. We raised lots of them.
And you went out to get your eggs?
Oh yes, I used to take
what you call those?
Before I started, mostly when I was, home for about a few years with the children, with my babies when they were little, I would take a little market basket and go out and get, I had a lot of Guinness too,
mm-hmm.
And I'd take a basket, Guinness is something like a chicken, but it's different, it's speckle-like, make a lot of noise, and I would take that basket and go out. We had so many chickens, some of them almost went wild, because we looked and had a run this market, and he had some men to do his own butchering at home. He didn't order his meat. He had his butchering done on our plantation. And so he, that's the way we did that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did you call your hens that lay the eggs?
Laying hens, just laying hens.
Mm-hmm.
He's a laying hen, and then they lay so long, then they sit and have bitties. Hatch babies.
But you have a special place where you kept your chicken?
Oh yes, you build your nice chicken house, you call it. And have doors, fix the nice boxes and different things in there for them to lay in. And you fix that all around in the chicken yard if you got them in a chicken yard. Some people just turn them loose and let them roost at night in their chicken house.
Mm-hmm.
And you put holes in there for under roost on. And good, you know, have a good top. They have a nice one for them. We always take care of ours.